for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Showing up every Saturday morning to open our doors for you, the Arizona homeowner. It's Rosie on the House. Come on in, sit down, get comfortable, pour yourself a big old glass. We were talking about mint in the garden hour last hour. Boy, the more we talked about it, the thirstier I got for a big old ice cold glass of fresh mint sun tea. Only like you can get right here in the great state of Arizona. Hey, y'all, listen, we come on every Saturday to share with you what we've learned from, and what we've learned from many of you homeowners about home ownership. And we've been doing the show for 33 years. We've got over 8,000 broadcast hours on Arizona radio waves. We've talked to a lot of homeowners. We're always open to talk to more. We like this to be your safe place. We like this to be your happy place where you can come every Saturday morning and just share a good time with us talking about your favorite subject, you and your house. Next week is a very special edition of Rosie on the House, and I want to invite you all to be there. We are going to be at the Pella Experience Center in Gilbert, Arizona. We will be broadcasting live. You're invited to the grand opening of the new Pella Door and Window Showroom. Pella's going to be providing little snacks and tidbits. We'll have some cold drinks there. Any of you that show up can register to win a Traeger grill that we'll be giving away. So come by and say hello. We haven't been doing many lives out of respect for COVID protocol the last couple years, but this is going to be one of the first ones we've done for a while, and we'd love to have y'all come out and say hello. One of the great things about live broadcasts is we get to meet all of you that we visit with over the radio every single Saturday. So it's the Pella Experience Center. You're invited next Saturday between 9 and 3. We'll be out there. You'll be able to register for a Traeger grill giveaway, and you'll be able to take a look at the complete line of Pella products if you're interested in contemplating a window or door upgrade. You'll be able to see that 30-foot movable glass wall that can just open up the entire back of your house. So next Saturday,
do you really want me to see that?
Put it on your calendar and come on over and say hello and introduce yourself.
I like them in the pictures. I like them even more in person. I think maybe I should stay home or make you get me one.
Yeah, we've got just the spot for that too, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We really do. All right, we're talking this particular hour right now about anything y'all would like to talk about. If you'd like to give us a ring and ask us a question, we're here for that.
Also, that's 888-767-4348. You can text us at 411-923. You can email us. I'm kind of multitasking this morning. Your best bet is that phone call.
One of the things we do to try and earn our way into your heart to become your best friend is we publish a digital e-newsletter that comes to your digital mailbox every Thursday. Now, you can subscribe to that by going to our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, and it kind of gives you the topic of the week. It tells you what we're going to be covering in the Outdoor Living Hour, our weekly to-do tip, plus a featured product in our e-commerce store. In the newsletter this week, we talk about making your pets comfortable. And this is being driven by a tremendous amount of inquiries of homeowners who are saying, what do I do with my pet? This monsoon season has taken them over the edge. I have I have three dogs, two German short hairs and one English pointer. One of my German short hairs is the dominant male of the litter. He's a big boy, one of the taller German short hairs you'll ever see.
And he's a big scaredy cat.
He is a wimp. He's an absolute wimp when it comes to a change in the atmosphere. And we've thrown this out before. I mean, he will literally, if I'm not with him, he will literally try and chew his way out of a steel, impenetrable kennel until the storm moves on. He literally goes nuts. And we've tried the medicine. We've tried the comfort t-shirts. We've tried blasting music in the, he lives in the garage. That's where his kennel is. We've tried leaving the lights on, closing the curtains so he can't see the lightning. We've tried everything. So as I said earlier, we learn a lot from you, the Arizona homeowners. I'm not the only one with a dog like that. If you've got advice on how to handle a pet that does not know how to handle a monsoon storm, the lightning, the thunder, the pelting rain, we'd love to hear from you right now at 1-888-767-4348. They all need a safe place. It was 2 weeks ago or last week, we had Arizona Game and Fish on talking about protecting your pets from wildlife and the fact that we've had a couple javelina puppy encounters around the perimeter of Maricopa County, where you're actually out in the neighborhood walking your puppy and encountering javelina and what to do and how to protect yourself and your pet. Actual accounts of pets ending up at vet emergency centers.
And you don't have to be out of your yard, which
That's
is kind
right.
of what we're talking about today, is keeping your pets safe at home, even with block walls. What are block walls like, 7 feet?
No, they're generally going to be about six. In some neighborhoods, you can get variances or nice neighbors that are okay with you raising it to 7 feet.
Because a javelina won't jump over that, but a coyote will, bobcat.
Coyote will come straight over that.
Yeah, if you have little animals, then you don't want to let them out by themselves. Also, the hawks will swoop down in the owls.
And so, this is the time of year where a lot of the migratory hawks are in our particular environments. They're moving through Arizona right now. So our neighborhood in particular, where we live, generally has about three pair that come in every year. Now, this year, we had about six pair. I mean, it seemed like every time you looked up, there were a hawk. I got some great pictures of them on the telephone pole just behind our house.
Looking down at your bird dogs.
I'm looking down at my bird dogs. And the bird dogs tend to be pretty safe. They're of a size that a hawk generally won't try and take down. But smaller animals, smaller pets, smaller dogs, very definitely are targeted by hawks. So you have to be careful and protect them.
Well, there's two things I can think of for that. One would be an outdoor kennel. You know, if you can't stand out there the whole time, we have a really nice outdoor kennel. We poured the concrete, put up the nice chain link, but you'd also have to cover the top because that chain link is about, 6 feet as well. So to have the top covered and lots of good shade and water, even misters, you know, this time of year, it's a nice option this time of year because you could let them be outside and when you can't stand with them every minute. And then also doggy door, but that has to also be used with discretion because, you know, if you're going to leave that doggy door open, things can come in the house and maybe they go out when they shouldn't be out. So
not only things like javelinas that smell the dog food inside there or coyotes, I always encourage you, if you can, the doggy door should go into like a back mudroom or the back laundry room where you can then separate the rest of the house from that doggy door access area. And I will tell you that virtually every police department in Arizona will tell you that if you allow your pet in and out of a doggy door while you're not home, that door to the rest of the house should have a deadbolt on it that you've locked from inside the house. So should someone decide to penetrate your home through the doggy door, all they'll be able to ransack is the laundry room and the Tide and the bleach and the dirty underwear.
What about when you put the, they have those slots, you like a little panel, you slip into that. But are those secure at all?
Well, they make various degrees of security dog doors. The panels that are actually impenetrable, that's what the marketing people call them, impenetrable. Impenetrable's a pretty hard status to reach in actuality. But if you make it hard enough to get in, it will deter the forced entry. So if you're using that, and the other thing, if you're using the doggy door while you're away at work, you want the dog to be able to come in, lay on the lay on the floor, and drink his water, and nibble at his food, and get out when he needs to, or when she needs to. But of course, when you leave or at night, and the doggy's in for the night, those secure pet doors are worth the additional investment, because that is an area security companies and police departments will tell you are fairly common point of entry for unwanted house guests.
Are those? Is that a DIY project?
It can be in a door. It can get a little more complicated when you're trying to put it into a wall or into a glass panel of a sliding patio door. But if you're just trying to cut it into a door, it very well can be a do-it-yourself project. All right, when we get back, we're going to have a special guest on from the U of A talking about this unbelievable profusion of moths and butterflies we're seeing this season.
We'll be answering your questions, too.